From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. Civil unrest continues across the U.S. after the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis. Birmingham's chapter of Black Lives Matter is hoping to use Floyd's case to draw renewed attention to the 2018 shooting death of E.J. Bradford in Hoover's River Chase Galleria. Eric Hall is a founding member of the Birmingham chapter. He tells me the current unrest is bigger than Floyd or Bradford.
We're still hurting here in our own town because of the death of EJ, who was killed by police officers in the Hoover District. So that pain still exists, and we want justice. The people demanded justice, and justice hasn't necessarily been favorable in many cases as it relates to police terrorism and police abuse.
You just described the police killings of Black people as a terrorist attack. Tell me why that label.
Because it's easy for America to label violence, you know, when it's perpetrated by other entities and not necessarily call upon their own violence as terror. And so we have to return that same language. And for my people, for Black people, I have to call it like I see it. And to me, when we witness officers placing the knee on the neck of George Floyd, that was a terror attack. When we witness Michael Brown, who was walking with his hands up, that was a terrorist attack. When you think about Trayvon Martin, that was a terrorist attack. And police officers and the system shouldn't necessarily be placed above the law.
Protests turned violent in downtown Birmingham Sunday night. I'm curious to know your perspective on what's okay and what's not okay during a protest. I mean, do you condone rioting and vandalizing businesses?
Personally, I did not partake of any of the looting or the destruction of any businesses. But I understand where young people are coming from, and I will not try to police that pain for young people. If young people message or protest meaning let's tear something up to prove a point, then I support that for them because that's their protest, that's their language, that's how they feel that they need to be heard. A lot of elders have been calling and asking us to follow the old blueprint of a non-violent protest. And I definitely don't believe in hurting people. But for some, they will argue that that blueprint has not worked. You know, it worked during the civil rights movement. But of course, we are in a new day and a new time. And so the argument for some of the young people that's damaging property is simply something has to be done. And if we have to make America spend money to replace property, then America needs to spend money. However, the money that America is spending never equates to the cost of a life of a Black man who has been killed by the state.
Many may say it's safe to say that protesters in Birmingham were heard clearly this week. Monday night, we saw a crane remove a Confederate monument in Lynn Park after years of back and forth between the city and the state. Does the removal of that monument give you hope?
It does present some hope. But we have to have a deeper conversation. The Confederate monuments was one piece, but we also need to talk about the Constitution. We need to talk about the state's Constitution, the racist tones and implications that's embedded within the Constitution itself. So there's definitely need to be a radical transformation.
In your opinion, what's the path forward from here?
We definitely have to be very strategic and intentional with what moving forward looks like. Especially if we're going to talk about a Birmingham or an Alabama that we would like to see. That's going to call for true, genuine leadership. It's going to have to be a conversation between everyone. That's the faith-based community, business community, our elected officials, our young and old. Everyone have to come together, have a general conversation on what we picture going forward. It's now time for those who we have elected to now listen, and not just listen, but act.
Eric, thanks so much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you so much.
That was Eric Hall, a founding member of the Birmingham chapter of Black Lives Matter.